Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the final episode in Private Affairs Season 2, and I just wanted to say a big thank you to you on behalf of the whole team for listening and vibing out to what we created. Before we get into this episode, I did want to mention that there is still some bonus content that you can look forward to over the next 2 weeks, some behind the scenes as well as the after show, where we're going to be tackling what went down this season. So definitely make sure to come back for those. Also, if you'd like to help keep the story going, please consider making a donation at privateaffairspod.com. All right. As always, remember, this show is intended for adults as it contains mature themes. This episode contains strong language and sexual references. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, careful. Careful.
Yeah. I'm good. Thanks. Oh, hey.
Hey.
There you are. Oh, my God. What happened?
Oh, it's nothing big. I'm fine.
Look, she had a panic attack, knocked her head, and now she has a concussion.
That's so scary.
Yeah. You really scared the shit out of us there.
Guys, I'll be fine. The doctors already discharged me.
So now what?
Well, now I'm taking you home, and then it's just rest and just recovery.
But do you need me to get anything?
No, I think we're all good. We're all good. Thank you. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. It really means a lot to me.
Obviously. You're my cousin. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Ladies first.
Thanks, babe.
It's a vibe, baby. Oh, check it out. Strictly bad bitches. Chet. Exclusive puppy.
Morning.
Morning.
So how'd you sleep?
Okay. Oh, what's all this?
Breakfast. It's not much, but, you know, I wanted to...
Oh, thanks. Your scrambled eggs have improved.
Yeah, well, I mean, someone special taught me how to make them properly.
Aren't you going to work?
Nah. I took Hera's leave.
Look, you didn't have to. I'm sure I can manage.
No, I wanted to. It's okay. Listen, I'll be in the other room if you need me.
Luke.
Yeah?
Thank you.
V. Matty said something about you being in hospital. Is that true? What happened? Are you okay?
How are you feeling today?
Fine.
Do you have any, like, headaches?
Nope.
Good. And, what'd your doctor say?
Everything checks out. She said I can return to work.
Do you want to?
I don't exactly have a choice. I've got to pay the bills, Luke.
V, are you really prepared to go back to that? I mean, what's something that you'd really want to do?
I told you already. I don't know.
Okay, but like, what do you enjoy? You know, what do you find interesting?
Food, cocktails.
Okay. All right. What about interior decor?
Oh, come on, Luke. I'm not qualified in that field.
Well, listen, maybe you don't need to be. Right? All I'm saying is that you have this amazing natural eye for it. Remember how happy you were when you helped out with my reno?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you'd be really, really good at it. And I'm sure Mom and Dad can connect you with the designer to have a chat.
Okay. But even if it was an option, that would mean starting all over again. It's too risky.
Riskier than staying on the same path. You know you were in the emergency department.
But I can't just quit my job, Luke. I still need money.
Okay, what about your emergency savings?
That's for emergencies at home. There's no safety net there. I'm the safety net.
Okay. All right. I have an idea. How about for the next, let's say, 3 months... I cover your expenses.
No, Luke, no, I can't. I can't accept that.
Just hear me out. No. Just hear me out, okay? You can take some time off to rest and just think about your next move. Luke, and if after 3 months you decide to go back to corporate, then you go back. I don't want you to rush. It's okay. I really don't mind.
I don't want you to think that I'm weak.
And you're not weak. Right? You are not weak. You're human. V, just please let me help you out, okay? Just let me be your safety net.
Thank you. I'll pay you back.
Look. I said it's okay. All right. Good night.
Hey. Please accept this email as formal notice of my resignation. My last day will be Friday the 16th. Thank you for the opportunity. Best regards, Veronica.
V, I can see you've read my messages.
All right, fine. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in hospital, Kasha. I'm so sorry about the whole Marty thing. V, okay, look. I don't know how to say this, but I don't want to end up like my dad, okay? I don't want to be that Bali in the club at 40, still trying to mack on chicks and all that jazz, right? Like, look, okay, truth is, I wish it had been you. That night with Martiga, if I can be honest with you, I just wish it had been you, V. Come on, man. You know I love you. No, actually, you know what? It's way more than that. For 21 years, Sha, it's been more than that. This is just not going to make sense with anybody else. You're the only chick I really want to be with because you really get me. And I can't lose you. I just can't. Especially not to that corny-ass Ducha. I just can't. I can't see it happening like that. It's like, okay. I also get it, but okay. I don't have as much paper as he does. I get it. But one thing you've always had is you've always had my heart. And I just wanted you to know that.
Welcome back, babe.
Thank you. Oh, it feels good to be back.
Too. Oh, shit. Hang on. Whoa, shit. I'm going to be late for training.
Skip it.
I want to, but I should go.
Oh, man. Honestly, babe, I'm gone for a few weeks and already this is how messy you've become.
I fall apart when you're not here. You're nagging me.
Oh, yeah, babe. Do you remember to book your accommodation in Zim?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So my mom will pick us from the airport and we'll drop you off first at the lodge. You still remember the rules, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No PDA.
Uh-huh.
Don't say anything bad about the government.
Mm-hmm, and?
And.
No pet names. Don't say you're my boyfriend. You're my friend. We don't do sleepovers. Don't mention that you're atheist. Oh, God, please don't. Oh, if it comes up, I still go to church and I still have a job. And yeah, you know, just be yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah?
When did you last change the sheets?
You
know what? It's okay. Go. I'll do it.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
A stain. A blood stain. A hair. A long, straight, blonde hair.
Oh, hey, baby.
Hey. How was training?
Yeah, great. Actually, really good. The team's looking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Whose blood is it?
Hmm?
There's a blood stain on the sheet. Whose blood is it?
What are you talking about?
Here. See? Whose is it?
Oh, I'm sure that's yours.
And the condoms? Why are there condoms in your nightstand? We don't use condoms.
Yeah, well, those must be old, you know, from when we used to...
We never used Durex.
V, I was going to tell you.
When? After you fuck me again?
No, V.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I was going to tell you.
How could you put me at risk of STIs?
We used condoms.
Yeah, no shit. How could you let me lie in Luke?
I'm sorry. You've got to believe me. I'm sorry.
Are you? Really?
I am.
Sure.
I am.
We never agreed to see other people.
I know that. I wanted to be with you. But you were... We were in a bad state, V. It was a mistake.
Who is she? Who is she?
Just an ex-uni friend. Look, she doesn't even live in Melbourne. It doesn't matter. She only came down for the conference.
Is she white?
What? V, what does that matter?
So she is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, of course.
Look, hey, it didn't mean anything. It was just a silly, stupid mistake on my end.
How many times?
It was just the one night.
How many rounds?
V.
How many rounds?
Twice.
Did she stay the night?
Yes.
Breakfast?
No.
Are you still talking to
her? No. Hey, it was a one-time thing. It didn't mean anything, all right? I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It was a really bad time for us. You were giving me nothing.
Oh, so you do think I'm crazy, right?
Now you're putting words into my... I never said crazy. Listen, you weren't there for me. I was there for you all the time and you gave me nothing. We weren't talking, V. I thought we were done. I thought we were done, V.
Okay.
Okay.
Just get rid of the sheets.
Okay, so you forgive me. You're not upset.
Of course, I'm still upset. But you made a mistake. We can move past this. Yeah,
we can. Yeah.
Just never lie to me again.
I won't.
The sheets. Guilt. His for cheating.
Can you just add the wine?
Mine for having pushed him away.
How much?
Is like a stench that drifts in tides.
Hey, enough.
All right, hang on.
Oh, God.
We try our best to ignore it.
Truth is, I wish it had been you. That night with Marty, if I can be honest with you, I just wish it had been you, V. Come on, man. You know I love you. But one thing you've always had is you've always had my heart. And I just wanted you to know that.
Hey. My, my. You're looking fit as hell, baby.
Shut it.
fact is, I wish it had been you. That night with my...
Weird. It's not... Anyway. Luke! You scared me. Oh, fuck, babe.
V? You know your phone's connected.
You're the only chick I really want to be with because you really get me. And I can't lose you. I just can't.
Luke.
What?
I can't see
what's going on? Hey.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on, V?
I don't...
Babe, it's not what you think.
But one thing you've always had is you've always had...
Shit. Fuck. Hey, Luke, it's not what you think. It doesn't mean anything. Look, he sent it to me weeks ago. I didn't reply. See? It doesn't mean anything. I'll delete it. There, it's gone. Hey, see, look, it's gone.
Yeah, if it didn't mean anything, then...
No, babe, we're fine, huh? We're fine, it's gone. It's, babe, come here, it's gone. We're fine, yeah? We're fine.
Yeah,
it's gone. It's just it's stupid, deaf. Don't say it,
why,
please.
Why did you keep it? You know, if it didn't mean anything, why keep it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Majitai, thank you. Got everything?
Yep.
Okay. We're home.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you get your podcasts. I'd also love to hear what you thought about today's episode. So if you want to get in touch, leave me a voicemail. You can do that at the website privateaffairspod.com/contact. Or if you want to slide in my DMs on Facebook and Instagram, I'm at Private Affairs Pod, on Twitter at Private Affairs P, or email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. Private Affairs stars Ratido Mambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungerai Wachenuka as Mati, Garika Jani as Tunde, and Taff. Recording by Phil Trafol at the bass. Sound design and mixing by Jerick Binger, with sound effects recording assistance from Claudia Bloxham. Original music in this episode by Jusa Dementa. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art by Manya Dar. This project has been assisted by the Australian Government through the Australia Council for the Arts, its arts funding and advisory body, as well as the Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship, the Scallon Foundation, Season 2 super supporter Gavin Patalo, and other listeners. Thank you for making this podcast possible. And many thanks to Auspicious Arts Projects for admin support and Acast for promotional support. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To sign up for the newsletter, shop merch, or donate, visit privateaffairspod.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.